Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:21 British Summer Time. Today is July 25th. Well, today we saw in Asia that a little bit of the contagion that we've seen in a number of markets came through. The Nikkei was down by over 1%, but the Nikkei is coming back here to the 8,000 level on the charts, which has represented an area of support previously. When we look at the topics and the banks index, then they're coming back into areas of potential support, and this isn't probably the best time to be becoming increasingly bearish. The Chinese market was relatively unchanged. The Australian market, which continues to have this progression of higher reaction lows over the last 3 or 4 months, that remains intact. Even though the market was down about a fifth of 1% in here today, it rallied well off its low yesterday. And the banks index, well, that had really been outperforming. It was due a bit of a consolidation, and that looks like what it is getting. It doesn't look like it's getting very much more than a consolidation. And the contrast between the performance of banking sectors, particularly in Asia and some of those commodity-producing countries, relative to that of the Eurozone and Switzerland really does make a very large point indeed. The majority of markets in Europe today paused. They were up a bit. The Spanish IBEX was up about 0.8%. That paired its initial advance. It's been pausing here in the region of 6,000 for the last 3 days. The Italian index is up about 1.17%. It's in the region of 12,500 at present and has also paused in this region. The FTSE was one of the only markets in Europe today that was slightly in negative territory. That was a big pullback we saw earlier this week. It's going to need to find support at a progressively higher level if the 6 month, well, I guess it's more than that now, it's since October, so the 9 month progression of higher reaction lows is to remain intact. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones was in positive territory, the Nasdaq was in mildly negative territory. Apple was down by approximately 5% today, but missing the estimate that a number of analysts had for the company's earnings, although Apple is notorious for having very conservative estimates and it was within its own guidance. That didn't have much of an effect on the Nasdaq. There were a number of other interesting earnings reports in here today. Visa in particular beat estimates, but the share, having hit a new high yesterday, pulled back additionally today. It closed off its high yesterday, pulled back additionally today. It continues to look like it's in a process of mean reversion. And perhaps one of the most notable moves in the stock markets today was Arm Holdings, listed in the UK. That share badly needed an upward dynamic. It got one today. It's from the lower side of its range. It needs to do a bit more than it's already done, but today's action is really quite positive, and a countermanding downward dynamic would now be required to really question the hypothesis that demand is back in control for that share. It's been ranging for much of the last year following a very impressive advance. It had type 3 top formation characteristics. If it had failed at this level, then that would have been a completed top. So today's action is really quite positive for that share. Elsewhere in the markets today, gold, having been as low as 1576, closed out the day back above $1,600. It was a little bit off its peak, not by a great deal, and it is once more rallying from the lower side of this range. It really does need to break up out of this range to really reinstill confidence in investors that demand is back in the driving seat. Platinum is interesting at today's levels. It's at $1,400. It's rallying from the lower side of its range. It's tested this $1,400 area on a number of occasions over the last 3 or 4 months. Platinum has been trading below the value of gold since August. That's the longest time that gold has been at a premium to platinum in almost 100 years of history. So to say that it is a comparatively rare event is a bit of an understatement. Nonetheless, platinum is really in need of a bullish catalyst to reinvigorate demand beyond scope for a short-term rally in here. But when one looks at it on a relativistic basis, and indeed on a fundamental basis, the metal is cheap. Whereas when we look at gold, it has posted a positive return for each of the last 10 or 11 years, and one would have to go a long way to argue that it is particularly cheap, even at today's levels, on a fundamental basis. But one can certainly say that at today's levels, supply destruction is setting in the platinum market, and it has pulled back very considerably from its 2008 peak. So it does represent a rather interesting proposition at these levels. In the grain and bean complex, corn was stronger today by 9.75, wheat by 24, soybeans by 46. These grains and beans had become really quite overextended. They pulled back sharply. Corn in particular has rallied off its lows. We are starting to hear news of rains coming into the US Midwest. The question really is to what extent they're going to make any difference at all, given the damage that has already been done to the crop. So far, the reaction that we've seen has been relatively similar sized in something like corn or in soybeans. So it will have to pull back further. We will have to start to see some limit down moves to really give us some evidence that this surge in raw material prices for grains and beans has finished. In the government bond sector, bunds were a little bit weaker in here again today. This is their third consecutive day to the downside. They're unwinding a short-term overbought condition. Gilts were relatively unchanged, as were US Treasuries. When one looks at these total return indices, particularly for UK gilts, it's right back towards its high. It's been consolidating for much of the last couple of months. It's been unwinding the overbought condition relative to the 200-day moving average. One could practically write a book on why government bonds represent a bubbly environment. But perhaps the most important factor is that that bubble has not burst. And total return indices offer perhaps the best window on the activities of yield-oriented investors who own government bonds, because they've have some of the most consistent trends of any asset class over the last couple of decades. When they start to break their progressions of higher reaction lows and pull back below their respective 200-day moving averages, then we'll have conclusive evidence that this market has in fact peaked. The US dollar has perhaps been one of the stronger currencies over the last couple of months. It was a little bit weaker in here today, particularly against the euro. The euro was stronger by almost a full cent. The euro got right down to test the 120 area in the last couple of days. It's deeply oversold. It's due at least a relief rally. And even in a bearish context for the euro, it's at least due a rally to unwind the short-term oversold condition in here. With a little bit of dollar weakness, that could help to stoke a little bit of additional investor interest in the commodity complex and indeed in stock markets. Because while sentiment has continued to deteriorate and we're in this three-week window where a large number of politicians in Europe go on holiday and people are increasingly anxious about the possibility that 2012 is going to be a rerun of the holiday season in 2011. Well, we don't have a great deal of evidence just yet that the bears who may wish to express their view have gained control. On this occasion, when we see that the euro equivalent of the TED spread continues to contract, we can be assured that the ECB is standing ready to re-inject or inject even more liquidity into the banking system. However, we are in this slow growth environment and the market is probably in need of some form of catalyst to really start to stoke investor interest once more. It's a very volatile environment, and that being the case, it probably pays not to pay up for anything and to cherry pick from the things that you really like when they've pulled back towards the 200-day moving average, that represents probably the better time to begin nibbling at these things. And with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.